Well, Hassan Rouhani, the Iranian president's landmark speech at the UN General Assembly has apparently angered Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who called it cynical. In a statement issued immediately after the speech, Netanyahu accused the Iranian president of, quote, hypocrisy. However, the Israeli delegation, who was not in the hall during the speech, Netanyahu also said Iran wants to use the talks to buy time for its alleged nuclear weapons program. Jim Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today, joins me from Atlanta for his thoughts on this. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Dean, Israel chose to keep its seat empty and was quick to denounce President Rouhani's speech. Some say it looked quite isolated this time around.
Well, they surely are. And the American people, they're on to the Israelis now. There's more recognition about how they've been playing the sinister role and trying to manipulate the U.S. to eliminate their enemies so they don't have to spend the money themselves. And really, the AIPAC, when they went out and lobbied for the Syrian strike, they were really rebuffed, and it was a huge disaster for them. So the public, American public now, has really seen that they're not all-powerful, that if people get out and they lobby against them in Congress, that the AIPAC is now going to find that the public is going to fight them for the loyalty and representative control over Congress.
Some say that the ties and relations between the West and Iran are on the road to recovery, seems to be improving. I mean, where do you see Israel standing between this?
Israel's going to do everything they can to undermine them. Israel's whole future, the radical Zionists, have to have conflict. It's the only way they can keep their own people under control. So peace is the last thing that they want, because the country will start not wanting to pay for their military-industrial empire that they've got there. So the Israelis are going to use every asset at their control to keep wars and uncertainty and threats going to their full stability. And they're really everyone's number one enemy in the Mideast.
And so how hopeful and optimistic are you that ties will get better between Iran and the West in the foreseeable future?
They have to. The U.S. Obama administration has also lost a lot of credibility on the nuclear threat, which we at Veterans Today, we've been exposing for years now. It was just a complete hoax, fabrication. And why he took up that flag after Bush 43, nobody can understand. So with the no missing reprocessed uranium, the openness that Iran has been on transparency, that fake Iran nuclear threat has also been a disaster for U.S. foreign policy. And people are now so angry, they want to hunt down and dig down who were the people inside the administration that really had been pushing this thing. They want to find out who they are, and they really want to wreck their careers and see to it that they cannot have any influence like in U.S. foreign policy ever again, except for maybe being a janitor in the building.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Jim Dean, managing editor of Veterans Today from Atlanta. Thanks for your time there, sir.